Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat, and it's Saturday night, July something. 6th, 5th, I don't know. No, it's the 6th. And I have that restless, antsy feeling. So I'm taking my bike out. The sun is just about set. And I'm just feeling bored, restless, and antsy. Not always a good thing for me, because I tend to find trouble. So I'm taking my beloved out with me so that I don't end up in the hood where I don't belong. I might ride through the hood, but then again, there's always a possibility of being spotted, so I won't do that. Anyway, I left my Malibu and pineapple in my office, and I'm gonna go air out my thoughts and hopefully kill this antsy, restless feeling. So until next time, later, news people.
Are you kidding me? You're recording this right now?
Yeah, but
with all this thunderous noise behind you?
Yeah, but where would be a good place to ride out to? I mean, just,
well, if you want to go for a long ride, you can ride to Winnebago. If you don't, well, then we go to Springfield and back.
Oh, out that way?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay.
So what have you concluded? Do I have the itch to ride?
Yeah, but I'm wondering how much you still have left.
You got a bug thing on there. My thing is the anxiety still builds.
Well, it's dark now too.
Yeah. And then all I kept thinking was deer. And I started freaking out when we were coming down
Springfield.
Yeah. Past the park. I started getting
worried.
Yeah, the post-traumatic started kicking in. Because all I could think of is, if I hit another deer, I don't know if I could survive that one.
Notice I was only traveling 45.
Well, I was traveling 45. I was trying to keep up with you.
What, on Springfield?
Yeah, right up here.
No.
As you turn on to West State, you were doing more than that.
Maybe 50.
So we can head back, because I'm kind of between the bugs.
Go down to Auburn?
Yeah. And just freaked out. And I think I got stung or some shit on my leg. I just kept the post, and you're right, it's dark and the post-traumatic, and I can't judge the cars.
Distance.
Yeah.
I can't either, I can't see.
The cars really freak me out when they, you know, get like, where they're gonna pull out in front of me.
I need some goggles to go over my glasses.
Yeah, I do too.
I think I'll go to Kegels one of these days.
All right. I think it's smoking. Oh yeah, it is smoking. I'm smoking.
What about you? It's smoking.
It's smoking over here. Yep. It's a smoking right there. Uh-huh. Can't you see it?
Uh-uh. I can see some fumes coming up.
Is it supposed to do that?
I don't know.
You're a mechanic. He's hot.
Yes, it is.
Whoo, man. Shit. Them bugs was nasty.
Yes, they were.
Oh. Or maybe it's because I need a new carburetor that is smoking.
Yeah, it could be. You can hear that one tingling, too.
Man. Yeah, the post-traumatic's kicked in. Not so much when it got dark and going through the city, but when we were headed out in the country.
Yeah.
I kind of got freaked out. All I kept thinking was,
I couldn't see very well because the wind was in my eyes so bad.
Yeah. And the bugs, man, you could see their little bodies lighting up.
Yep. Not just them. Damn moths.
Oh, I don't know if they were moths, but I could see the little...
Well, the lightning bugs, too.
Oh, they hurt. Had them hit my mouth and my lips.
Those are the ones that light up. It's the lightning bugs.
Yeah.
When you hit them, they just illuminate.
And I noticed you waved at all the Hell's Angels.
Couldn't help it. They waved back.
Did they really?
Yeah, didn't you hear? I cracked the pipe just a little bit. And they all start waving, so I waved back at them.
I don't know them people.
No need to be stuck up.
Yeah, this is true.
They know it's a Harley, not a Honda or Yamaha.
Yeah, and then they see a